Good morning, Tristan, and welcome to Arts Canvas.
Thank you very much. It's about two kids who are sort of kidnapped by their own parents, taken out on the run, and they're told they're going on a holiday, but they realise that their parents have done something wrong, and they've got to work out what it is their parents have done wrong and what they're going to do about it. And readability-wise, it's good for kids 10 and up, but I would say it works for teenagers and hopefully adults too. The two kids are 7 and 13. And I've been thinking about this idea of being kidnapped by your parents and thinking about what it was like for me as a kid and coming into that age of 12 or 13 where you're starting to understand things, but you're still stitching together bits of information that you hear, little scraps of things that your parents say, and you create your own reality out of that. So I think that often as a kid, your parents protect you and they never tell you the whole story. So that's why this kid, Ben, who dreams of being a police officer, a detective, he becomes a detective within his own family. And I think what's interesting about that from a writer's point of view is that you can create that gap between what the reader knows is coming and what the character knows. And that little bit of naivety of the character allows us that gap to be able to dread what is coming next. He does become somewhat of an adult. I guess his parents are behaving irresponsibly. So when the parents are being irresponsible, what happens, kids do tend to step up into that role. And in a way, he's having to work out his own sense of what's right and wrong. You know, if your parents do the wrong thing, if your parents commit a crime, what do you do? Do you dob them in or do you live life on the run? And I've been posing this question to lots of kids, and most kids admit that even if they do have a really strong sense of what's right and wrong, if it's your own parents, if it's that close to home, you go into grey area there and you start to question whether which lead you follow. I spent about 5 years working on this book, much longer than any other book that I've ever written, and I really wanted to trust in my ability for kids to turn pages or to make readers turn pages. And just really invest in the characters and the themes and the ideas and the really difficult position that these kids are put in. And in readings and in sessions, people have been responding really well. They lean in during the reading, and we've got a book trailer that's like a news story about these two kids going missing and the police searching for the parents. And you never know whether your story is going to be intriguing enough in a talk. And some of my books are and some aren't, and Two Wolves really seems to do the trick.